Boom, 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 ba-da-bum, bam. Hello. Okay, so I'm really, really excited for today's podcast. I have Charlie Butler on today, and we're going to discuss everything, kind of our own mental health in men, the stigmas. We're just going to dive fucking straight into it. I'm just going to tell you that much. I'm really, really excited for this. But one thing that I did want to say to those watching today, there are a couple of lads out there who I know who, you know, are struggling at the minute, and it's hard when you're in that moment of the struggle, and it's hard to know which way's out and which way's up and that kind of thing. But what I do want you to do is, if you're listening to this and you know I'm talking to you, listen to my experience, Charlie's experience, and try and take a little bit of it in. You know, your mental health is something that you deal with all year round, your whole life, and it's something that you're gonna have to come to terms with and learn to deal with, and that's the struggle. But without going too grim on it, so I really want those lads who I kind of spoke to during the week and lads who've kind of talked to me in the past, I really just want this is for you, because this conversation is something that I want anyone to be able to have, and I don't want to see people struggling in silence anymore. So really excited to have Charlie on today, and I really hope he's enjoyed it. So, ba-da-bum-bum. Charlie's actually already cracked his monster because he's a disrespectful prick, but yeah, we're here. Welcome to the Inside Trail. Today I'm joined by Charlie Butler, the man here beside me. Really, really excited to have Charlie today. We're hoping that we're going to kind of get into some of the stuff that we think are important to talk about. And also, you know, we'll talk about our mental health, you know, the stigmas attached to it, you know, fighting the stigmas and stuff like that. And we're also going to chat a little bit about Tribe, Charlie's new, his project that he's, you know, really, really enthusiastic about. So I'm really, really excited to chat to you today, Charlie. Yeah, and just a special shout out to, I don't know if there's many Monster drinkers out there, but the Blue Monster is now in EU distribution. And for those of you who don't know what that means, you used to have to pay $3.25 for that, and now you get two for $3.50. So, cheers, Monster. Sponsor me. No, Charlie, it's fantastic to have you here today, man. So, basically, what I wanted to have you on here today to discuss was, I heard you on a podcast before, and obviously I've been keeping up to date on the things that you're doing kind of social media wise, and I thought it'd be a really cool conversation to have today. So, you know, I think the thing about mental health is that for us as men, I just don't think that it's been as it just hasn't been a conversation that's been not allowed had, but it just wasn't something that people were comfortable having. And I think that now people like you and people like me having these conversations with more and more people kind of brings it out more. And then, you know, your tribe now is kind of taking that from a one-on-one conversation to, you know, a huge conversation, do you know? And it's I really, really like what you're doing.
Yeah, it's cool. Huge. It's a lot of fun. Like, it's as much as it's like really important, it is really, really fun. So as you're saying, the conversational aspect of it, like the growth of that has gone from one conversation with my best mate about our stories that we went through in school, which we realised then, Jesus, we've been in school together for 7 years and we hadn't realised that the two of us were struggling.
Yeah.
And that's not anything against the school or me and Brian's relationship or our families. That's literally just down to we're not taught how to confront our feelings. I think it's definitely more so in girls. They're taught how to kind of talk about their feelings a lot more. Guys just aren't. And it's a cultural thing. And it's also a thing that we're just not really taught about how to deal with things that go on in our head. It's a very powerful tool. So that conversational aspect you talk about, it's so subtle, but it's ridiculously important, ridiculously powerful. So that conversation has gone from me with Brian, to me with Brian and Danny, to me with Brian, Danny and my family, to going on a podcast. And Molly was a friend of mine. Like, we chatted as if we're sitting in a pub having a pint, having a chat. And that's, I think, what the real power of it was. And following that was just this ridiculous outcry. I would actually describe it as an outcry, because the messages I got were, although they were really supportive, and I was like, God, I feel like really nice because I'm getting these messages of support. But it was this feeling of, this isn't enough. It was this feeling that I feel like I deserve to give back, because although, like, yeah, I've gone through my struggles as everyone has, but I feel like not enough people have this, like, extra version of this confidence. Just, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to talk about it. I don't care if anyone looks at me differently, whether for good or bad, and I think I had to accept that, and with that has come a ridiculously positive thing, as you say, and you getting me on this podcast is just one further step. But the best thing about this is that me and you would have, we're chatting about this before, and it's a conversation that we'd have every day. So that's what Tribe is really about, is raising as much money and awareness for mental health as we can. Because the money is essential, because it goes into funding for Pieta House, and they can teach the CBT classes, the bereavements, the really important services. But for us, it's about the awareness, and it's opening up that conversation so that it's so normal. Like, so it's ridiculous. I mean, I could walk into a pre-drinks wall and say, hey, boys, how are you getting on? And be like, yeah, fuck, lads, I had a shit week. Yeah, cried last night. Didn't sleep 3 nights ago. And then Danny to turn to me and go, yeah, fuck, man, what's up? That's grand. Yeah, like, we'll get back to the pre-drinks in 20 minutes, but, like,
that's... Are you all right?
Yeah, you're all right. Yeah, that's what I mean. And it's very cliche, but you'd be amazing how it doesn't happen. And since myself and Brian have come out, how often Danny and my family, like, plug and realise... Mm-hmm. And it's I'm the happiest I've ever been because of it. Yeah. So I just want to pass it on to other people. It's really what I want to do.
Definitely. And I think that question, the are you all right question, you know, you spoke about it before, about even your dad asking for, like, are you okay? And that kind of sets a wheel in motion. And, you know, it's such a simple question that, like people rarely... I know, like, now I think with lads it's becoming a bit more common. But I think, like, in a lot of lad groups, to go in and just be like, how are you, like emotionally, and
yeah,
do you know what I mean?
It's like, a funny thing, and you get, like, there's a slang behind it, but it's worth it, you know, like, you can go through your saying, ah, fuck off, I'm grand, kind of thing, but sometimes, that's what I say as well, this is, as you're saying, like, people are starting to do it more, is 99 out of 100 times, I might decide to bury it, and be like, fuck, it's not worth talking about it, like, blah, 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 but one time, I'd be particularly vulnerable on a particular day, might be a bit gloomy, and then I decide to talk about it. And for those people who are struggling to open with that first conversation, I would say that's my best piece of advice, is think about the one person and the one time and the one particular thing in that huge scale of, like, maybe depression or anxiety or just general sadness where you're not happy. Think about the smallest thing that you can talk about and start with that. One person. And then it becomes easier and easier, because then suddenly it's not this taboo as we talk about. Yeah. And that's where it starts.
Yeah, it's just... What I find so weird is that it's for as long as for me growing up, it was always, you know, it just isn't something that's talked about, and it's just something you handle on your own. And I don't know, it's like lads are afraid that, you know, like, say for example, if you have a physical injury, you know, people are happy enough to say, yeah, I've been getting physio, been, oh, you know, it's hard, it's this and that, but then, you know, people say, yeah, I'm seeing a therapist, you know, it's hard, and then people are, you know, a little bit afraid of what people might say to that. And what I would like to definitely, a message that I would like people to know is that, like, to ask for help or to receive help is a strength. It's not a weakness.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think a huge thing has to be that if you know that you're struggling through something and it's hard and on your own, as you know yourself, dealing with anything on your own is fucking horrible.
Yeah, awful, shocking.
And I think it shows real strength. Like, people say, oh yeah, a real man is this, a real man is that. A real man knows his own mind and his own body and can say, look, I actually need a bit of help because I can't do this on my own. And I think that's a huge step for anyone
The strongest people I know are the people who are most open with it. And it's where I've got my inspiration from it, is people like Brezzy, people like Blind Boy. They're the people who I look up to. Like, as much as, like, I'm a huge sports fan, I look up to a lot of the, like, as you say, the, like, men, this is the way men are. But genuinely, some of the most powerful men that I look up to are that, and it's, I know it might sound a bit sappy, but it genuinely is, because they're just so, they don't care. They're just so, like, look, this is who I am. Mm. Like, you know, like, and you get a lot more, like, relatability, and you get a lot more, people can buy into that a lot more.
Mm.
I think the old way of that, like, you know, you get up and you get on with it, you get over, you, like, you deal with this yourself.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm sick of dealing with that. Like, the amount of nights in school that I would lay there, like, lying in bed, thing for hours, I just have a hyperactive brain, I didn't know how to deal with it, because I never confronted it.
Mm.
It's like, what's that about? Like, if you look at it in 24 hours in a day, if I was like, okay, if I get seen as a man for that 1 hour a day, that's nowhere near worth it for the other 23 that I might struggle in my own head.
Definitely.
You know, that sort of way?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, if, I just don't see the payoff there, whereas I think just being open from the outset, and obviously that's so much easier said than done.
Yeah,
like, I accept that I'm a very open person as it is, But this has come from like 3 years or 4 years it is of a big, building into it.
There's a lot of background time into, you know, confronting your mental health and being comfortable in it. Like, you know, it isn't something that you're just going to say, okay, you know, today I'm embracing my mental health.
Yeah, no, it's not like that.
And we're now 100%. You know, it's not, that's not how health works in any aspect, you know, whether it's physical or mental. You don't just click your fingers and decide, okay, you know what, I'm G now.
And with the tribe thing, that's what we're trying to do, is that we're trying to make it as easy as possible to help or to talk more about it. So as you say, you're not going to click your fingers and suddenly be like Brezzy, or some of these amazing people who are just like trailblazers with mental health. But what it might do is, the one person you've told, say it's your best mate, and you're like you were saying, you and Tom Dion, I think we're going to do the travel. And you say, just you and Tom are like, okay, look, I want to do something about this. I know you're already doing the podcast, but you say, I want to do one thing about this. What can you do? We're there as a community to support you through that. So you don't have to do these ridiculous like ultra marathons on your own and raise like 50 grand on your own. It's this power of collectivity or unity that we think is great.
Unity is the key part of it.
Because as you say, you're not going to click your fingers and be better, or you're not going to click your fingers and suddenly know how to confront your emotions. I am by no means an expert. Like, last week got a pretty shit week, you know, like I'm still learning myself, and that's what I'm saying, it is a journey, not a disease. It is a spectrum, and I say this again and again, it is a spectrum from the very mildest of anxieties once a year to the extreme depression and sadness that you might be at another end of the year. The perfect example I give is my two best mates, Danny and Brian. Danny, like, He's gas. He's a breath of fresh air. He literally is like that the whole time. Danny. But like, that's what he is. And Danny might, like, I've supported Danny through some of the tough times he's gone through. Like, it's not always going to be in the perfect mood, but a lot of the time he is. The other end, Brian, has suffered to extreme amounts, and he's the strongest bloke I know. But that's just the perfect example I see, because they're my two best mates, and lads across the board go on this spectrum. Like, mental health, you're talking about physical injuries. Like, you talk about a deathbed to us, like pulling your hammy. You know, it's the same thing if you look at it like that. So never think you're not normal because you're having an off day or an off year. These things happen. Look at the person next to you. See who you can talk to. Think about who you can be that. And that unity is what's going to effectively help you to pull through.
I think that spectrum as well is a huge part of it. Is that, like, regardless of whether you think that your mental health is 100% all the time, like, you are on that spectrum.
Yeah.
Like, you are. Like, everyone is on that spectrum. Like, and whether you know, are chirpy the whole time and then you have maybe one bad day, you're still on the spectrum, you know, and it's just a case of that some people, you know, they suffer worse or they suffer to a more serious degree, you know, of, like, clinical depression and things like that. But, you know, it's people need to kind of understand that, like, we're in no way qualified, you know, we're not these therapists. But from our own experience, you know, it's that you need to understand that you are some way on this spectrum, and you may, you know, at one end of the year be there on the spectrum, and then on the other end of the year, you could be the completely other side. And I think that's the thing about mental health, is it's an ever-growing thing. It's an ever, you're always dealing with it.
Yeah, and we're not dealing with mental illness here, because mental illness is something that needs to be treated, and something that is a completely different story. So I will say that, but for mental health, like, it is that thing that it's, people suffer more than they need to because they don't confront it. And we're not taught how to confront it. So one of the things I will touch on today is, we were talking about the three questions you ask. The three questions is how Dan said it. And this is amazing that I thought this, because this is an actual stream of psychology. And you yourself, through your own experience, has learned. You said to me, you were just like, I asked myself these three questions. And you said it. And I was like, that's literally the ABC of cognitive behavioral therapy. It's the activating event, it's the behavior because of that event, and it's the consequence of that behavior. And you learned that through your own experience. And that's what, if you have these mild anxieties, think about it. A lot of them are going to be irrational. And that's nothing against you. Our brain always has irrational thoughts, but don't let it overpower you. Try and confront them. And this is what all these people like Jigsaw and Lust for Life, Peter House are all doing, is teaching this thought process to confront the activating event, whether it's an anxiety over your girlfriend, exams, whatever it is, confront it, think back, get a piece of paper, like you're in an exam, write it down and think, is this a rational thought? Like, does my best mate, is he annoyed at me? Well, let's think about this, we've been best mates for 10 years, blah, blah. So you confront it before it becomes a problem.
Exactly.
Whereas if I let my brain do that, I think, oh, Jesus, Danny hasn't talked to me in 2 weeks, man, did I annoy him, did I say something about his brother and his mom or something, you know, like, what did I do? And then I let that get to me, and then suddenly I'm losing sleep, and then it's this consequence that come to that. But But then you were saying the three questions, you just need to confront them. And that's, we're not taught to do that at a young age. You know?
So I think once your brain gets into that mode where it's just thinking, 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 then you just have to pull it back a little bit.
Yeah, you do.
And you have to be like, okay, what am I feeling?
Yeah.
Why am I feeling it? And is that a rational way to feel? And if it's irrational, then you need to come to terms with it. But then a lot of the time, it may not be irrational. Mm. You know, and then it's a case of, okay, I feel like this. I know why I feel like this. And I think it's okay to feel like that because it's a human emotion that you need to feel. You know, being happy all the time isn't healthy.
No.
Like, you know, if anyone has ever seen that movie, Inside Out, beautiful movie. It's an animated film, but the whole kind of moral of the story is that you're not supposed to be happy all the time and that, you know, emotions and sadness and that kind of thing is part of your psyche, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's important to let yourself feel those things, and especially when you're in one of those times where you feel shit on yourself. But if there is a reason, you know, you have to be allowed to say, okay, I'm allowed to be sad.
Yeah, well, it's the stepping stone that you talk about. So if you talk about someone who's really struggling to come out with it, so the stepping stone, you start with confronting it. And now I've gotten better with it that I don't need to write any of it down. Like, I've been doing it for quite a while. But now what I do is, whether it be my girlfriend or my best mate, but what I'll do is if I get those thoughts, putting it down on WhatsApp. Now, people aren't going to get a piece of paper and write it. Put it down on WhatsApp if it's your best mate or if you aren't at the stage where you can talk to someone about it yet. Put it on a piece of paper. And I ask you just to look at it. Because if you look at it, then you're like, geez, that's all very rational. And then you get to the stage, okay, well, you don't need to do that anymore. Start saying it to your best mate. And once you start getting your best mate, then a group of friends, then you start building it. And then on a day-to-day anxiety basis, you get to the degree where you can do it in your head. Now, at the start, you won't be able to do that because your brain will overpower it. Like, your overthinking stems in, you can't think rationally. That's just a fact. That's why you start with the paper, you start with typing it, you start with your friend. But then you get to a stage where it's a Tuesday and suddenly having these ridiculous catastrophic thoughts in your head. And you can think, okay, you can stop it. Like, you can almost plug it in your head and be like, no, Charlie, you shut up. Like, you know, stop that. Like, you can stop it straight away and you can be like, okay, back. And then you go again. And you, because you go through a stream of anxieties and pressures in the day. Like, society's incredibly pressurized. People just go through it on a daily basis. So, like, teaching it, like, oh, I just can't get over the lack of investment in people's mental health. Like,
it's so fair. Like, it's just something that, you know, I think we are going the right way about it, though. And it is one of those things that, you know, it isn't a click of the fingers. It is a long-term thing. And it is, you know, things like Tribe, working with PA the House and that kind of thing, and linking all that together. And what I really like about Tribe is that it's out there and it's publicly saying, this is okay. Do you know what I mean? And we're going to talk about this.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's huge, and it's a huge credit to you and all the people in behind Tribe. It's fantastic. But, you know, it's, I think for a lot of people, they do deal with a lot of it in private. You know, obviously it's a very personal thing to deal with. And I think it's hard for people to kind of share their story and that kind of thing. But, you know, as you've kind of shared your personal thing, I think once you've shared it, once everyone knows, it's just like this weight has been lifted, because regardless of whether they think positively or negatively about you, it doesn't matter. You've kind of put yourself out there, and that's who I am. I struggle with my mental health sometimes, you know?
Yeah, that's just like, hey, I'm like, oh, and what I look at it is just like, I'm not the anomaly. I am very much like everyone else. Yeah. There's nothing significant about me that I have, I just openly, from the outset, I've just been like, look, this is what I'm like, this is what I talk about. And that's, again, what we're trying to push for Tribe, is that having a group of people around you, and what we're doing is a lot of events. We're doing a lot of events because with Unity as well, the other side of it is what we're doing is perseverance. And this is where I say, you just got to back yourself more. People are amazing. I've just the most ridiculous group of sound people around me. That make it a lot better, make everything just so much better. And with Tribe, the reason we're doing a lot of events is because it's like, we want this intrinsic value. Mental health is this thing that comes from within you. It is, as much as Unity is going to help, it is a personal battle. It is a personal thing that you are going to have to confront. You're going to have to take the first step in. And the reason these events is trying to put an extrinsic way of doing it to get you to challenge it. So the events, the marathons, Brian's doing a 64-kilometer run in 2 weeks. We're doing bucket shit. Yeah, it's an ultra marathon. He's doing a 100-miler in August. It takes 24 hours to run. So Yeah, donate to that man, because he is a ridiculous, he's a lunatic. But actually, perfect example, Brian O'Mahony. And like, I say it to him because I use him as the example, and I think it's the perfect example for the people not backing themselves enough. You gotta back yourself. Brian O'Mahony is, for anyone who knows him, is the single greatest person I know. I'll say that he's my best friend. I'm lucky to have him as my best friend. But he, like, for the years he dealt with anxiety and insecurity issues with himself, and he's talked to me about this, and I hope he's okay with me talking about it, because I want to use it as an example, people not backing themselves. People who've dealt with, like, you talk about your weight that you dealt with, I've dealt with my weight issues, generally not backing yourself. But perseverance is what pulls through. Brian will constantly fight to be a better person. To get, like, he gets this validation he gets of other people. You ask anyone who knows Brian, they'll be like, oh my god, he is the most ridiculous man ever. Running marathons, first in his exams, sets up his companies, like, he does all these things. But within him is something different. It's like he doesn't see himself. But, and that's why we're trying to do these events. It's like, push yourself to do that 5K, that 10K, that run, take up boxing, take up yoga, start doing mindfulness, whatever it is that release. Find your personal way of finding that release and getting this self-fulfillment that will help you on your journey. Because as much as it's about unity, it is going to be yourself as well. And we want to encourage people to just confront it, like, go for it. Like, no one's going to say anything different about you. Like, if you've, like, I don't know, if you failed, say if you failed to do the marathon, there were minutes when I was doing my marathon where I thought I was going to fail, or like, I was going to stop. But like, you're still better than most people who didn't try. You're still going to try, and whether that's in conversational form where I tried to have a conversation, eventually you'll break through, eventually you'll, like, cross that proverbial line or whatever, ever. But it's, just take the leap. That's what I'll ask people to do. Take the leap. Like, join the tribe. It's what I'm saying is, like, it's going to be easier, whether it's just a follow and you're not happy to come out with it yet, just join it. If you want to do an event, if you want to help out with bucket shaking, and you want to tell your mate one day, that's what it's all about.
Be as involved as you want to be. Yeah,
like, it really is. Like, I'm not saying everyone has to run an ultramarathon. Jeez, I've done one marathon, I probably won't do another event. My legs are dust.
Yeah.
But it's not about that, you know. It's like, it's whatever, like, Brian chooses, that's what he likes to do, his running. Whereas, like, another person might just want to do the bucket shaking, and a lot of the other, like, I'm going to be doing a lot of the other events because I'm a fat. Like,
because I do not want to run.
I don't like running. Like, I'm not a runner. But like, choose your own path in that sense, and we will support you on whatever path you want to choose. If you come to us and you're like, you want to do a ridiculous event, ridiculous sport, we will support you 100%. That's what it is, because everyone's personal journey, but together you're stronger, and that's what we're going to talk about.
That's fantastic. And then another kind of part of that I wanted to kind of jump into is kind of the big taboos involved in it. Like, you know, one of them that we were discussing earlier is, like, eating disorders in men.
Yeah.
Like, very, very few men will talk about having, and we were only discussing this earlier, like, you know, there's times when...
Oh, we're bringing up Fat Charlie, are we?
Trust me, there was a Fat Dan as well, so, you know, I had both ends of it. Yeah. I had the whole, you know, when I was playing rugby and playing sport, I was, you know, hoovering food. And that was, you know, just to play rugby. But then when I was trying to lose weight, there was times when I'd, like, you know, I wouldn't eat all day. And then you're kind of sitting in the evening and you're like, okay, I need to have something minimal, something small calories, because you're so conscious. And I remember, like, would have been the October of 2016. So I just before I dropped out of UCD, and I was sitting here, and I was starving, but I wasn't eating. And it was actually the night I decided to drop out of college. And my mum came in, said, have you eaten, yada, yada, yada. I was like, no, blah, blah. And I was just in such a bad mood. And then she was like, what's wrong with you? Or whatever. And then she just sat down beside me and just didn't say anything. I just fucking lost my shit. Like, and proper, I don't know, when your mammy sits down and talks to you, she always got that soft spot for you. And just...
upset or anger?
There was a lot of upset, and I think for me, like, I don't cry often, but when I do, it's like,
it's
a proper release, you know. And I remember, like, afterwards, like, the next day, just kind of feeling like a weight had been lifted. Like, I'd talked, and that was when I kind of told my parents, you know, I'm really unhappy with college, I'm really unhappy with what I'm doing, I don't feel good and all this. And you know, they were super supportive of me, and it was, you know, like, I'm forever grateful, you know. Like, everyone loves their parents, you know what I mean? They're always going to be there for you. But, like, then that, like, after I kind of had that conversation, it was then, you know, an open thing around, I then kind of had to be like, okay. And then I think once someone knows you're going through that, they can, you know, slightly help you. And, like, it won't be things that you'll be like, like thinking of, you know, like it'll be like, they'll be, oh, do you want this, do you want that,
and there's a constant learning curve.
Yeah,
well, that's what you're saying, when you start on that learning curve. And what me and Dan were talking about is, I had the exact same thing back in fourth year. A lot of injuries in school, surgery, put on a lot of weight, hated myself, the classic, well, not the classic, it was my own mental health dealing with it, but yeah, I had a pretty shocking, like what would be described as pretty severe eating disorder for about a year. My family knew, a lot of people kind of noticed it, that I was, Charlie's only having an apple for lunch today. So even for about like 4 months, I had about like 900,000 calories a day, went to the gym every day, lost like 20-25 kilos, and like really unhealthy. And like, it's fucked my metabolism now. Like it has, it's, but it was just a bad period in my life. But I didn't think what I was doing was wrong. I thought it was normal. I thought, I didn't really know how to deal with not liking myself. I still hate photos of myself. That's something that I'm still trying to learn with. Like being on camera, I'm very, it's still a bit touchy, but like, yeah, I'm pushing through and I've gotten better. And like, I now have a really good relationship with food. Don't beat myself up about it, but it's this idea of self-worth. And it's a culture within Ireland that we were talking about before, is this idea of self-worth. And it's like, they all love yourself no matter what size it's up, but it isn't, because I try and strike a balance between you need to be healthy, both mentally and physically, but to the extremes that we both let ourselves get to is the unhealthy part. And it was a constant learning curve. Now, it took me like 2 years to get on top of that. But again, it's something that's not talked about. Male eating disorders. Now, female eating disorders, just as severe a topic, and absolutely would like
need. As important.
Important, completely. But it is a funny one, males, that's not really talked about. Because especially with rugby, we both went to rugby schools. And everyone else in the gym, I always found it funny, because everyone else in the gym was like, force feeding food, I need to put on weight. And I was sitting there as a forward, like 70 odd kilos, doing pull-ups and stuff, like lighter than the backs. And no one really copped it. People were like, oh geez, yeah, he's just like, oh, he's just mad into the gym. It's like, no, like I hated myself. And then people would be like, oh geez, you lost weight, you look really good. Still, I don't think I will ever look in the mirror and be like, oh, I love what I see. And that's a shocking thing as well.
It is a shocking thing, but it's also not set in stone, you know. I think that's another thing that I'm big on, is putting things in place now that you're gonna be really happy with down the line, you know, whether it's, you know, running a marathon, running whatever, or, you know, if you want to do go on like a diet and be like, I think if you do want to be, you know, shredded, or you do want to be in,
it's your own goals. And I just have the wrong goals in place. I think that's what we were saying, we were chatting about this before, is like, I don't go to the gym 7 days a week anymore. I'm not obsessed with losing weight anymore. I go to the gym because it makes me feel good. Because I've adapted my goals. I just had my goals in the wrong place, because goals are really important.
Definitely.
Talk about some of your friends, whatever it was, Andrew Sheridan or Jack O'Neill, any of these lads, or Carl, or these lads who go to the gym like 6 or 7 times a week, and they have their goals in place, and they, like, it is a very, like,
it's a meticulous training.
But it's part of their psyche, it's part of where they derive their happiness from, and that is so normal. But it's trying to align your goals with what you think will make you happy. I thought that was what made me happy. I was like, you know what, if I don't eat and I like go to the gym, and I'm going to look in the mirror, and I'm going to finally be happy.
And I'm going to love myself.
I'm going to love myself, and I'm going to go out there and I'm going to be happy every day. And it's just like, no, that's not what it was. You know, but it's trying to align your goals. And now, to be honest, a lot of my goals align. Like, I derive so much of my happiness from talking about mental health, which is a real funny contradiction.
I agree,
the fundraising is where I got a lot of my happiness from. The startup I'm doing with Brian, a lot of my happiness from. I still go to the gym, I still love my exercise, and it like undoubtedly scientifically proves that you will feel better after exercise. But it is finding whatever release you have, and I've just aligned my goals differently. And it took me a while to learn that. Like, don't beat yourself up if you're still not happy with the goals you're setting. You need to adjust, try and keep trying new things, keep meeting new people.
It's like, life is literally trial and error.
Literally. And you'll fuck up a lot.
You are going to fuck up, and you are going to have these times where you feel shit, and you are going to, but I think, you know, it's such a cliche, but like, you fall down 7 times, you get back up 8 or whatever.
Lady Gaga's been 100 people in a room.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's just one of those things that, like, you're going to have these shit times, you know, and you're going to have to get back up. And getting back up is the hard thing, you know, but once you're on your feet again, you just need to try and not fall down the same way.
Say it again and again, surround people you surround yourself with. I'm so lucky, I know you have a great group around you as well, is people you surround yourself with, and I can't thank them enough, I always will be, but they'll always help in getting yourself back up and finding and adjusting your goals.
Your crutches, you know, they help you.
I've been on crutches too long. I'll stick to my human crutches for now.
Oh, man, It's so weird just to think that a conversation like this isn't had every day. Like, it's just I feel so comfortable sitting down talking to you about this, and it just feels like, you know, this would be a conversation that we'd pick up with anyone, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just because we're open about our mental health and we've had experience to it that it's kind of like, oh wait, this is a conversation that can be had. So I think a big part of kind of what I wanted to do today was like have, you know, not a template of a conversation, but like just to show how two
21-year-old
lads can sit down and discuss, you know, what's going on. Yeah,
and with that, like, anyone who's struggling at the moment, I know there are going to be people listening to this are going through a shit time. Like, a lot of people, the last podcast I got that sort of message, and it's just like, and as cliched it is you're absolutely not alone. Like, I'm looking at the camera for this one because, like, I want to try and speak to whoever it is who's listening to this who's not having a good time at the moment. Please take the first step. Message me, message the page, whatever you find easiest. There's Pieta House there, all these people are there. Whether it's on a small or large scale, please make that first step and you will feel so much better. It is the most enormous weight off your chest. Join the tribe. Listen to Dan's podcast. He is an absolute advocate for it. And I can't thank him enough for inviting me on to this because he's trailblazing in his own right as well. And I think a lot more people need to just fucking bite the bullet. Go for it.
Right. 100%. Like, I think... like, don't fucking put it on me. Charlie's doing a fucking serious job, and everything that you are doing, I'm extremely proud of to see people like yourself doing what you're doing. And, you know, I can see it being a great road ahead. So we are going to move on to our segments now. In terms of Yap, we're going to finish there. Anyone who doesn't know what that means, that's fine, because backdoor drills. So that's cool. So we're going to move on to our segments now. Hope the people who are kind of listening to the mental health part have taken something from that. So
the segments.
Okay, so do you want to start with your gag or life hack?
I'm going to go, I have two life hacks.
Okay.
I'm going to go quickly with the first one on the topic of mental health.
Okay.
And I'm going to keep it serious, then we get onto the silly bits.
Yeah, yeah.
But first life hack, headspace, lads. Headspace. I've fallen out of it, and I'm going to try and get back into it with the exams coming. Headspace is a way to tap into mindfulness and giving yourself a few minutes a day to shut off. I think it really is going to be the next big thing in terms of the 24 hours a day you don't shut off. Barely in bed, I shut off, struggle to sleep. Try Headspace. You get a free trial. Shuts you off for a few minutes a day. Give it a lash or calm any of the others. First life hack. It's good. It's a bit of crap. It's good. Bar the kind of weird voices and the ASMR or whatever that's called, but you can get through it. Second life hack for anyone who's gagged today, crack a Lucozade Sport and a hunky door of salt and vinegar.
Oh, the hangover treat.
Oh, stop. I wish I was hungover just so I could have. No, it's class. Absolutely cure the hangover. It will get you. If you're on your way to work today, just do it.
My life hack is...
Jeez, I didn't realise we had props.
No, I was just... See, the big thing is, like, every time I do this, I just go around my room and I'm like, what could I use? I can't... okay, so this is one of these... Have you seen these scratch maps?
No.
Right. See, it's basically a map.
It's only a baby.
A map of the world, and then you scratch off all the places you've been.
That's...
And then you get a mini Europe one with it as well. So, you know, your little inter-island trip?
Yeah.
Fucking Amazon. Don't know how much it is. If you're into traveling, maybe you'll enjoy that.
That's cool.
Yeah. Great that I found that, because I actually didn't have a life hack plan, so that worked well.
Yeah.
Joke.
Great. Have you heard about the new restaurant in space? Great food, no atmosphere.
Fantastic.
He's his phone, he's cheating, he's on Reddit scrolling.
To be fair, I was sitting here for like 5 minutes before and I was reading out the joke.
Ridiculously inappropriate,
and we kind of figured that probably shouldn't use them.
Yeah, no.
So we've actually gone for a much more, you know. Yeah, it's a really good joke. What's the difference between the bird flu and swine flu? One requires treatment and the other an ointment. I'm going to sit myself out. Oh, fuck me.
You're such a father.
Oh, no, don't say that. Fucking hell. All right, trivia. Okay, so As you can see from the trivia board behind you, Tom still has the top spot. Tom, you're still rocking the top spot, mate.
Will Lyons, shout out for being last. I'm going to try and pick
nice
that.
One, Will. Okay, so Charlie, are you ready?
Yeah, fire away.
Which is the only US state that begins with the letter P?
Pennsylvania.
Ooh, nice, Charlie. Which country saw a world record of 315 million election voters in 1991?
Which country?
Yeah.
Brazil.
India.
Yeah, probably good on that.
Close though, you went for the kind of big population country.
Yeah, it was a complete blank.
Okay.
No logic.
How many days is a cat usually in heat for?
In heat? Like its body temperature?
No, like they go into this like hormonal thing called heat where they're just like
battering. So they're giving birth.
Yeah, giving birth. Is it
birth? 10 days?
Yeah.
So like, I don't know, 2 weeks?
5 days.
I have no idea what we're doing.
What word stands for the letter N in the NATO alphabet? Say not like alpha.
Oh,
Foxtrot.
Imagine.
North.
North American.
With what did the ancient Romans dye their hair?
With what?
Yeah, what did they use to dye their hair?
Bleach.
In ancient Rome.
What do they do?
I'm going to say lemon.
Bird poop.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I actually might get highlights again. Just run out and just take a pigeon and just. What is the cheapest and most popular fruit in the world?
In the world?
Mm.
Oranges.
Banana.
Oh my god, Will, we're
trying. It's like Will about the one. Oh, no. Okay, you've still got a few. Which country first gave women the right to vote?
Can I call a friend?
Southern Hemisphere. There's your only hint.
New Zealand.
Yeah.
Ah! Yes. I thought that is because the Prime Minister is an absolute legend. You see what she did after Gunnlaws? That's why I just thought New Zealand, but anyway.
I don't think it was the same Prime Minister, it was 1893.
Shut up.
Okay, which country hasn't fought a war since 1814 and is considered the oldest neutral country in the world? Proper neutral, like.
What's it, proper neutral?
They're just like so neutral, like you'd never think of them being in war, like.
Malta.
No, I'll give you. It's the whole world. I'll give you another guess.
A
lot of countries.
Yeah, there is. Is in Europe.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh no, I don't know. Like Spain.
Sweden.
Ah, cool. Sweden. Yeah. Mm. Wow, they're so
okay.
Too good up there.
How many separate wooden pieces make up a violin?
37.
70. 70. 70. A lot of little pieces. Okay, name the tiny piece of plastic at the end of a shoelace. No, this young. Actually, like, look at this. I actually
like,
have.
Make up my own name for
no,
it.
No, like, what is it called? Like, look at that tape on mine because it came off.
Like. Yeah, I'd make up words.
An aglet.
Okay.
How the fuck is this possible? Right, so we got Pennsylvania and we got New Zealand. That's two. Like, to be fair, it's the most common score.
Yeah,
so, you know, there's no need to feel bad about yourself, you know?
I'm going to feel shit about myself. Look,
what we should do is, right, when you leave here, you're going to have to go home and just study anything that's ever happened.
Yeah,
ever.
Exactly.
And then the next time you're on, you'll just get 10.
Yeah, I know.
Ten.
And the exam's coming up in a few weeks, so
just
put them to
one
side.
Yeah, if
you fucking
scrap the exam.
That is a nice idea. Like, I am getting back into the crosswords. Crosswords.
Yeah.
I like crosswords.
Are you a fan of Scrabble?
Scrabble. I used to be, but my granny used to just kill me. Like,
yeah.
She would just, like, no mercy. It'd be like 7. Like,
see, I'm
step.
So dyslexic,
just...
so I could never play Scrabble. Like, so dyslexic.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a word, Dan. I'm like...
Going to a toga party dressed as a goat sort of thing.
Fuck it. Yeah. Fucking Charlie, it's been absolutely fantastic to chat to you today. And
yeah,
fucking,
thanks for having me on.
I wish you fucking everything in the future, you know, between Tribe and your startup that you're involved in as well.
Thank you.
And everything else.
Yeah, actually, final plug as well for Tribe. We are giving away 2 Trinity Ball tickets, which is on in 2 weeks' time, so... Get on the Tribe tonight. I think we're going to be posting this story. It's going to be involved screenshotting a text, donating to Pieta House, and tagging who you bring. So stay tuned for that, and a lot more events coming up on Tribe.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Dan.
No problem. For everyone out there, I really hope that you took something from today. I think it is something that needs to be brought forward. I think we're going in the right direction. So if you're, you know, listening to this and, you know, one of your mates is having a hard time, or you think he might be, or you're having a hard time, just have a chat, try and, you know, get a conversation started, because that's the only way that these things get done, is because, you know, as Rome wasn't built in a day, you know, the one small step for man, all these great sayings, they were made for a reason, you know. It's all small things that make up these huge, huge things.
Absolutely.
So, from us here at the Inside Trail, ba-da-ba-ba.